Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
We're looking forward, we're looking backwards. Woo! We're looking at 2023. It's the year I'm wearing a Thalia shirt. I'm wearing a Thalia shirt. You guys have been waiting all year for it. Ready? Skinny beat, pow! Bop.
I missed that.
I'm really sick, so that took all my energy.
Oh, no.
Take your medicine, guys. I didn't take my medicine before the podcast.
Actually, take calcium.
Nope.
Calcium?
Vitamin C. That's calcium. Right?
No, calcium is milk.
Oh. Take your vitamin C. Take your zinc. There's another one. Wait.
Fish oil.
No, I think it's magnesium.
Oh, yeah. You need magnesium to live.
I think those three make it that you don't get sick.
Want to buy me some magnesium tablets after this?
Welcome back, guys.
Hey, guys.
To the end of the year.
Of the year review. Nope. End of the year conversation.
Just end of the year.
The end of the year. Yeah. Wait. This is. We're gonna break the
like
thing
we always
quick.
Do.
Always.
I don't know why
we are actually recording this on the day this is posted. So hey.
Yeah. Look at us.
So happy New Year's Eve. We're going to. What do we do at
talk
the end
about
of the year?
What we did, what we liked.
Oh, that's right.
What sucked, what didn't suck. Donald getting kidnapped by Santa. Evan putting the team on his back. Just the usual. Yeah, yeah.
But usually during these end of the years, we talk about more of the nerdy stuff. We're going to have an episode where we talk about this year as a whole for the podcast on
we're going to do actual January nerd things like our name, and then we're going to do things that are not in our name.
Yep. So
we're gonna give you a slice of
this nerdy goodness.
Everything.
Oh,
thank you guys as always. Though, okay, we'll get into our little thanks at the end of this episode.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Yep. But, so we're gonna start quickly because, like, you probably have celebrations to go to, and so we want to kind of just jump into it.
Get those grapes. Is
usually,
that just a Hispanic thing.
You know, I don't know.
Is it?
Maybe.
Is it 12 grapes or is it the year? No. Is it
the
year?
No, it's one grape for every month and then one more for good luck.
So it's 13.
But
isn't 13 an unlucky?
Yeah.
Maybe that. Never mind. Anyway, go eat your grapes. Go do whatever little shindigs you guys got going on.
I think one year before, like when we can plan a little bit more and everything isn't so fucking busy, we should do like a New Year's Eve tradition.
So keep the shirt. Keep the shirt, guys. Christmas gift. Amazing. Thalia wanted to make sure that everyone knew.
Well, I love the shirt.
Thank you. I like your shirt.
Thank you.
It's just
black.
With Loki's black hair on it.
No.
Got it. It's my hair. Anyway.
That's why it's so white. We're going to get off topic some.
Sorry, continue. There were a lot of cool things
I'm very
that
close
came out
to you today.
In
remember, I can punch you.
Well, that's how we started last year, with you tipping over my mic. Don't, please. We have mic stands.
So
do you want to start where I know you have no say in?
Sure.
You want to start with video games?
Because I know. I can talk about them. I just haven't. Okay, so as you pull up your list, we are going to be on our phones because that's where our lists are. Mine are on the screen. His is there.
You guys are on your phones, too, if you're watching this through your phone.
I don't know if they can see it in the little mirror that I hate, so I'm going to move it so that there's no spoilers.
I don't think they can.
I've edited the podcast, and sometimes they can.
The only thing I ever see is, like, Anthony's form.
Oh, okay. So, as you pull up this list, I haven't really had time this year to play video games, so I can only talk about the video games that I've watched on YouTube, which are a lot of them, actually.
Markiplier?
No, I watch gameplay. Like, I watch YouTubers play the game with no commentary, just playing the game.
Sure.
Because I just don't have time to play that.
So we're going to start.
But I have opinions. I have two games that I want to talk about. Two games that I played this year.
Okay.
What are you?
So we're gonna start with the one that everyone's been looking forward to a long time, which is Tears of the Kingdom. Tears of the Kingdom, Legend of Zelda. That everyone's been looking forward to. Donald played, I think, the intro, and then never touched the game again. I logged in, I think, like 18 hours.
Here's the thing.
Hours.
Here's my
it's
problem.
Long. It's just a long
it
game.
It is a very
and
long
I get
game.
It. I get it. They want you to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I thought it's a really good sequel. I like the new building mechanics.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
Being on that month of TikTok, seeing people make the most
outrageous
things.
Shit.
Amazing. And I do think that it kept a lot of the things that a lot of people liked about the first game and kind of just improved on it and kind of gave us a little bit more. We got not Calamity Ganon, but we got actual Ganon
yes.
this time.
Daddy Ganon.
Matthew Mercer.
Matthew
what
Mercer.
What a god. What a god. But I thought it was Ganon. A solid sequel. I've been wanting
do
to
you?
Get back into it to like... Because I'm going to be a parent with you. We're never going to lie to you guys on this. I haven't beat it. I logged in like 19 hours. I did a lot of the main stories. Like, I was missing, I think, only like two parts left. But I really enjoyed what I did play. Unfortunately, it just other games came out after, and I just...
It's definitely one of those games that I'll eventually get back to when I have time. Mm. I've talked about it on the podcast that I 100%ed Breath of the Wilds, but that game I 100%ed when I was... dealing with some family issues, so I had more time. I'll get back to Tutsk, but it's of all of the games that came out this year, it's not the game I'm gonna probably put the most time into.
Tutsk.
Which before we move into the game that I'm talking about, do you think that Tutsk, from what you've played, is better than Breath of the Wild? It can have more features
I
and everything.
I need to beat it first.
Okay,
because
that's fair.
Yeah. In order
this,
to have,
this won't be a Last
like
of Us
I said,
situation.
It's not a Last of Us situation. it's a really solid sequel, and mm-hmm. I do think that from what I heard of people that have logged in extensive hours into the first one mm-hmm. and played the second one, a lot of them do think it's better than the first one. A lot of them liked the first one because there was a little bit more non-reliance on like the object stuff.
Yep.
But I know that they both had their things because it did allow them to be creative with some of the stuff, but it also did allow them. To like bypass, I don't know. It's a weird 50-50.
Yeah. So, Breath of the Wild. Tutsk was a huge open world, amazing thing. But I mean, the game of the year kind of blew everything out
Baldur's
of the water.
Baldur's Gate. Took over. Everything.
Baldur's Gate.
I know that you've played not a lot of it.
I've played the intro five times. 8 hours. I thoroughly enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It is a game that, like, I'm gonna be straight with you guys. The God of War DLC came out, and I've been on that shit.
Got it. But, which is another game I think you're gonna talk about, right?
Well, I mean, God of War didn't come out in 2020.
It didn't? No. Oh my god.
But the DLC did, which I'll touch on that. DLC slaps. Great DLC. Definitely longer than the COD campaign, like I said it was. But, I mean, Baldur's Gate took over. Like Donald and I have talked about. Oh no, you weren't here for that when you were kidnapped by Santa.
Oh, that's true.
Like Tony and I talked about, there's a reason why I won Game of the Year.
Yes.
Just the expansive story, which like
no, we talked
you can play hours and hours.
We
hours
talked
and
about
hours.
It during our game recap, the Game Awards recap.
Oh yeah, but yeah, just dozens of hours you can log into, different playability. You can play as different classes. You can do different things, romance different people. So yeah, just solid game overall. I know why it is Game of the Year, and honestly,
I'm really excited to play it. Actually, it's of all the games that are single player that came out this year, it is my number one. It is the game that I want to play most, and probably I'm going to play most.
Also multiplayer, just saying.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but we need to have time, and you,
I know.
Neither of us ever have time.
Star Wars is a thing that came out this year as well.
Is it
Jedi Survivor?
Okay. I mean, give me high bullet points. First, I'm going to ask you questions. You just answer them, okay?
Sure.
Did you finish it?
No. Wait, yes.
Okay.
I actually beat it a few weeks ago.
Is it better than the first one?
Yes and no.
Is the story better than the first one?
Yes.
Okay. Is Cal Kestis still your favorite?
Yes.
Okay. Should people play it?
If you're a Star Wars fan, yes.
If you're not a Star Wars fan,
it might be weird.
Okay. I mean, but it's like the argument
like
of if you're a God of War fan.
Yeah, I like it. I also like challenging combat because I'm a masochist.
Oh, is it
and
hard?
Dude, it's like
it's
a Souls-like.
Fucking hard?
Like,
shit.
It is pretty, you know, the enemies are meant to counteract a lot of things.
Yeah.
And in this game, they added different lightsaber stances.
Is it almost like Sekiro?
No, Sekiro is a whole different breed, but it's a Souls-like. Base type combat thing. It is a more difficult game, but I like difficult games. So,
Well, that's fair. Okay, moving on to I know another of your games. Just give me the Final Fantasy real quick.
Final Fantasy.
I'm gonna do it again. Wrong game. Did you finish it?
What do you mean, it's still Final Fantasy?
Did you finish it?
Yes.
What was your favorite part?
What was my favorite part? Yes. Just anytime the music.
Okay.
No, I mean, there's giant.
That's right,
fucking,
you did talk about the music.
There's giant. They call them icons, but they're just the summons from all the previous games. Yeah. Anytime you fight them.
Is Ifrit there?
Don't. You are Ifrit. Ifrit's the main one.
Oh.
Yeah, you play as.
Really? You play as Ifrit?
So the whole. I'm going to give you bullet points. The whole thing is, this is a world where there's different nations,
yes.
Right? And each nation has what they call an icon, right? Which is like a person. Think of like the Ninetales in Naruto, like the Jinchuriki.
Yeah.
Right? They host like the summons,
yes.
Right? So you find out that your little brother is the one for the Phoenix, right? But then your village gets fucking ransacked. Everyone dies, and then you turn into a free, and they're like, oh my god, there's a fucking second fire one.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you just play as a Freed, and then you're just going through, you know, Final Fantasy.
I remember that was my favorite summons in, like, Final Fantasy 8?
Probably. 9?
The one with the Blitzball.
That's 10.
10.
Yeah. With the infamous laugh. It was. Have you ever seen that clip?
No.
There's a clip from Final Fantasy 10 where he's on a beach.
Final Fantasy 10 is the only. Oh, it's.
It's Titus, yeah.
Oh, is it Titus? Oh, it is Titus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was his friend, like, I want to say Sokka, but it's not Sokka, obviously.
It's not Sokka.
And then the girl who does the summons was Yuna?
Yes.
Yes! You proud of me?
If you like Final Fantasy, it's a pretty solid game. It's got great music. Combat's pretty good, too. I prefer the combat in, like...
Do you think Final Fantasy VII Remake is better than this game? Final Fantasy 16.
Yes.
Okay. That's all we need to know. Move on to your next one. Your last one.
Why do you guys hate on this game?
It's not that I hate it.
Everyone
on
hates
this
on this game.
Game
for no apparent reason.
It's not that I hate on this game.
I understand everyone's butt hurt because, like, people were like, why don't you just give me one game of the year? I'm not one of those people, but Spider-Man 2 was a solid game.
Can I explain to you why I had that reaction?
Sure.
You will realize in my movies that I am very sick of superheroes. There is only one superhero thing that came out this year that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Velocipaster.
You will. No. Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2. Solid game. Solid follow-up. Pretty amazing. See what I did there.
Is that it?
I mean, I can be here for like another hour.
You're the one. I mean, we've talked about.
You're
the one
that put his old
Budissi into
Spider-Ussi into it. And he killed it. Great game. Like I said, very excited for the third one. Miles' endgame suit was dog shit.
But, really?
You know, you haven't seen the memes about
no.
it?
No. We're not going to do it now.
No. You vamp for a second.
Okay.
I just need to show it to you.
Yeah, so I've heard a little bit of the Spider-Man 2 game. I've heard it was a good game. I heard that the Venom symbiote was kind of cool. I did hear some people say that it was kind of disappointing, ultimately, because you only got to play with it a little. Why?
And apparently they released it in Adidas, so people think it was just like a marketing ploy.
Oh.
Anyway.
I'll put it somewhere, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. There's always a maybe.
Really good
these.
Game. Obviously, I'm a Spider-Man fan, so I was looking forward to it. I think they improved on the last two games, and yeah.
I really want to have time to play all of the Spider-Mans eventually. I think the reason that I really don't have as much of an opinion is because I've never played either three of them. I've heard of all of them.
You own Spider-Man 2018.
Do I?
Yeah, I've seen it in your room. For the PlayStation. PS4. That you have that you never use.
Okay. I don't know.
Donald's gonna go home and realize that I am right and that he does in fact have a Spider-Man 20... I think you also have God of War in there.
I do have Spider-Man 2018. this is a bad memory. Never mind.
Okay.
Let's move on. So I have two games.
Okay.
Party Animals came out.
Oh my god.
Whoa!
We played a whopping 2 hours.
I actually played so much of it when I was kidnapped.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Cool.
It was it's a lot of fun. It's a obviously we've been hyping up Party Animals for a while. We are going to do the Party Animals Not yeah? stream. It's not going to be a stream.
Yeah?
It's going to be a video where we're going to get all of our friends. Shut up. We're going to get all of our friends, and we're just going to do an entire session of playing for maybe 3 hours, and then we'll cut it up and do the funniest moments. But yeah, it's a really fun game, and I'm excited. It, you know, we were at a time, it was during COVID, we were streaming, that the game obviously had more
pizzazz
when we were kind of stuck inside. It's a great game. It looks great. They really did a good job all of these years fixing it up and everything. You kind of get bored of the kind of cycle if you're not playing with friends. It is definitely a party game to play with your friends, and so just keep that in mind. That's one thing. Oh, and the other one, because I played it legitimately last night and for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Which has taken the like entire world by storm. Lethal Company's kind of fun. I'm not completely understanding what it is.
Yeah, I was given the sales pitch,
mm-hmm.
which shout out to Raspy for
hooking
me on the game. But yeah, he's just like, you collect scrap metals and randomly generated worlds with your friends, but it has proximity chat, so everything goes to shit.
Oh, can I say one thing? The actual proximity chat and like the environmental audio is incredible.
I've heard. I heard there's also a I was gonna say a DLC, a mod where called the Skinwalker mod.
Yes. Oh my
that
god.
Plays back audio.
Yes. To like, no, but like exact audio.
Yeah.
Right. Like it'll record your audio and play it back. So yesterday I was walking and David had left to go do something,
mm-hmm.
and David goes, "I think we're gonna die,"
and you were like, "Pardon?"
I was like, "No, David's not here." It is. It's incredible. I played it with mods, like 20 mods in. So it's so much fun. I'm excited for you to play it whenever we have time. And yeah, dude, those are my two video games.
It was a good year for games. If you were a gaming fan, definitely. And there's some other ones that we just haven't played, so that we can't really talk about.
Yeah.
But I know some other ones like Starfield and some other ones.
That did come out. Oh, I did want to, and my things we missed, because we have a few of these for the other sections. For the things we missed, I really do want to play Alan Wake 2.
I want to play just because of the TikTok I've seen of like a concert halfway through the game.
So my favorite thing, one of my friends was telling me, because he was playing it, is that he beat the game, did New Game Plus,
mm-hmm.
and the New Game Plus has a completely different story. The New Game Plus assumes that you have finished the beginning game and uses that as almost like a, because of the timey-wimey bullshit that happens in the game, mm-hmm. it assumes that you like dreamt, like I don't know all of it, so it's not a spoiler, but it
acknowledges the fact that you've already done it before.
Exactly.
Okay, that's cool. I like when
that is super
cool.
There's,
Nier does that, the Nier games.
Yeah.
They do that. Apparently, like, you can only get the real ending of Nier Replicant after mm-hmm. you beat the game, like, 4 times.
Nice. So those are our games of 2023.
Legos.
Let us know throughout all of this in the chat or in the chat. In the,
you can do it in the
comments
chat.
Down below.
Chat
there
right
is
now.
No
we're
chat.
Live. We're live.
Nope, we're not.
Live podcast 2023.
We should try that one year.
That would be.
We would have zero viewers.
We would have viewers.
Not
the ones we would want, but.
I love our friends.
No, like our friends would be there, but I'm saying they would
be horrible
on our toes.
Yeah. In the comments down below, let us know your favorite game of the year and a game that you missed and that you want to check out in 2024. But we're gonna move on quickly.
Quickly.
This is gonna be a quick
cool, cool,
segment.
Cool.
Music. We're gonna talk about.
I fucking love Noah Kahan.
Yeah.
I went to his concert. Thanks for that.
Yeah, what's up?
Noah Kahn slapped. He's my Spotify rap. Hozier, however you say his name, also slaps.
Yeah.
Great album. Nick's just genuinely sounds like you're in the underworld.
Yep.
Very unsettling, mm-hmm. but you know, he's the Forest Daddies. It was the year of the Forest
and
Daddies.
And then like a surprise at the end of the year. Because
600 meant Epic the Musical as always.
Came out with four more songs. Four more songs. We're gonna talk about real quickly which one's your favorite.
Oh, dude, Ruthlessness.
Okay.
Come on.
Mine too. A close second is I don't remember the name.
Luck Runs Out.
Yes.
Yeah, I figured.
Luck Runs Out is a close second.
Oh my god, I forgot that was your wallpaper. One of those wallpapers is a niece with a knife.
With a knife.
I don't know if you're, it's up to you if you want to show.
Maybe.
Anyway, it's so funny. Yeah, he released the, or I guess they, because, you know, it's not just him, it's a whole team.
Yeah.
Right? But they finally released the third part because it was almost a year since we got that.
Yeah.
So, which understandable, you know, he's doing a lot of things.
Yeah. And like,
but we're happy. We got the third part. Hopefully, maybe there's less of a wait. It slaps so hard.
Like it was worth the wait. And I think they're not very lucky. I think the way they're doing this is good because
it's smart.
It
builds the hype, which the hype is still there. I mean, a year later, people were still, it became the number one album, I think, like in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Which is good for them.
It was incredible. Ruthlessness is definitely highlight.
It's a villain song, bro. It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. I love the guy that they chose to sing it because it's honestly not what I would have thought.
Listen, when he says, but no.
Yeah, there is a certain charisma that Poseidon has.
Yeah.
And he embodied it
too.
He's
great. I actually heard some of his other songs.
Nice.
Like, that he has on the side. And I was like, yeah, I get it.
And then also, quickly, the TikTok dupes of Noah Kahan have been sending me. There is this one that's like, don't you take these beautiful. I'm sure you've heard it.
Sure.
Please.
Yeah.
Stay. And I love how everyone's super upset that it's been like for 3 months and everyone's just like, fucking release the song already.
Yeah, he has a lot of like drafts. Everyone's like the fuck, how's it go? The window shopping one.
Oh yeah. I don't remember how it goes.
I don't remember how it goes either. I don't know why. I've had it all over my thing I forgot how it goes. But yeah.
Those are our music of the month. Year. You know, we kind of just listen.
We're very basic. We listen to the same like four artists.
Yeah, and then new artists come. We listen to that. Like last year, we listened to Something in the Orange a little too much.
It's my alarm clock every morning.
Do you want to go into one of our special features, or do you want to go into one of our two major categories?
I'm just gonna go to TV because I don't have a lot, so I'm just gonna speed run it. Because I could do anime. We'll do anime later, right?
You're spoiling them.
I don't know what anime is. I don't even know what anime is. Okay. The Bear season 2 came out. That was one of my anticipated things last year. You finally watched it, so we can talk about
it. It's so good.
And now you understand.
It's so good.
I told Tono this. Tono was on the fence about watching it, and he goes, like, what do you think about season 2? And I go, Tono, there's an episode on Thanksgiving that I think is like one of the best. I think, in my opinion, like one of the best episodes ever on TV.
The Thanksgiving episode in The Bear season 2 might be one of my favorite,
and I was on edge
of the year
the entire time.
Favorite movies of the year.
Everyone killed it.
Yeah, it was incredible, and it gave me heavy vibes of the first season, the one shot that everything goes wrong, mm-hmm. and like the type of anxiety.
Yeah, and they tried to kind of recreate that with the end of season 2, kind of in that sense of, are we gonna have a repeat of what happened at the end of season 1?
Yeah.
And things were overcame. I will say, Claire, very manic pixie girl, the entire show.
Yep. Incredible. I don't want to spoil it that much. It is a little bit of a more heady, like the show thrives on dark humor and the fact that like things don't go well, right?
Yeah. It's not. What are you willing to do?
It is not. You're gonna sit down and enjoy it. But if you are someone who enjoys TV shows that are a little bit more well done, mm-hmm. Like to the point where, like, I truly think the Thanksgiving episode on its own could have been a movie, mm-hmm. and it would have been great.
I'm gonna go to another one that we both watched.
Yep.
So we can talk about it, which is the Scott Pilgrim Show.
It's so good.
So good.
So
a very genuine,
fucking good,
genuine surprise. I don't want to spoil the plot of the show because I think,
but
if
it's
you
not
are,
the movie.
If you are a fan of the movie, you'll be in for a little surprise.
Yeah.
I think the whole cast, the fact that they brought back pretty much everyone from the original cast, absolutely amazing. I think the animation was what I wanted in the Scott Pilgrim animated property. And I will say, like, when the show ended, I was like, want more. I felt that I'm sad it ended, but I'm glad if they don't do anything else, I'm okay with that.
That's what I'm gonna say. I adored it. I thought it was incredible. I thought the animation was of great quality, and I was sad when it ended. And I, of course, wanted more because when you get something that good, right, you want more of it. But it ended in a way that if we never get another one, I'm happy it existed in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to move on to two more that we both watched.
Okay.
Which is, we had a whole Halloween podcast about it. Fall of the House of Usher.
Yep.
Mike Flanagan has my heart. I trust that man with anything.
Yeah. Me too.
Once again, we won't get too into it. Go back to our Halloween episode if you want a full.
It was it's a great show.
Great show.
It's a little finicky, but it is really good.
Solid show. Thono and I both expressed that we did like some of the other ones a little bit more, but we liked a lot of what they had in this one around. Mm-hmm. The cast killed it, as they always do. And Mark Hamill, bro, a little surprising.
Mark Hamill's a surprise.
And then the last one, and I wanted to leave this one for last, for the ones that we both talked about, and then we can get into other ones.
Well, the last one on my list, I want to talk about at the very, very end.
Okay, then I'll go to some.
Do you
want to
talk
seen.
About the one under House of Fall of House of Usher?
I mean, if you want to, it was a good year to be a One Piece fan.
Oh, we'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah. But it was a good year to be a One Piece fan. I'll get a little bit into ones that I've seen that I know you haven't seen. Just a fucking Last of Us. Last of Us, amazing. Really solid adaptation.
What
of
was
the
First of Us?
The First of Us is the guy that tried to grow his own cordyceps. I'm sure you know TikTok.
Yes, before. I hate that TikTok.
But the Last of Us was amazing. I think Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey really killed it in their roles. Mm-hmm. I think the show was done really, really well. I'm very excited for season two. If you haven't played the games, it's still a solid show to watch. If you have played the games, you have an appreciation for it. I think it is what I wanted, which is it stuck to the source but made it its own.
Yep.
And I like that. I like when things do that. Don't know what I have talked about many times how it's a very hard line to find between adapting something just beat for beat, but adapting something and then also giving your own sort of flair to it.
Yeah,
and
I think the
show did that really well.
Storytellers should always have their own ability to tell the stories they want to tell, but when you're adapting something, you have to stay clean to the source material. I've heard that it does a good job of balancing that. Mm-hmm. And it is something that eventually I want to watch. It's just not high on my list because I don't have Last of Us as high on like a love as you do.
I get it. And then the last two real quick superhero ones I'll touch on. Gen V, pretty solid spinoff. I will say not what I expected. I will say after episode one, they kind of take a complete direct turn in a good way.
Yeah, but that's makes sense for
the
boys. Yeah.
He's known for kind of just going in a direction that no one can predict.
Yep.
And then speaking of a direction no one can predict, Invincible. I fucking love Invincible.
Was it good?
It was great. I liked it.
Was the new season good?
Really sad that, well, the season hasn't finished yet. That's why I'm a little sad that we only got the four episodes.
Yeah.
But I get it. But really enjoyed what I've seen so far. And I think, honestly, the animation kind of went a little better.
Okay. I'm excited to catch it.
We got to talk about
the best TV show ever.
Ted Lasso.
There's rumors there's a season four.
Well, apparently Nate leaked it.
Yeah, but Nate leaked season three.
Yeah.
So people are thinking maybe it's a joke.
Yeah, but Ted Lasso had its quote-unquote final
Lasso
season.
Ted Lasso fucking eight.
Yeah.
It was great.
Ted Lasso, supposedly this is the final scene in season. Like we said, there's talks and rumors that we might get a season four or a quote-unquote spin-off of the characters without Ted. And there's a whole.
But here's the thing. Let's stick with season three.
Yeah.
We might get a spinoff. We might get a season four. And this is one of those. So I put certain things in the field of what I put Steven Universe in, which is I love it. It is one of my favorite pieces of anything ever. Right.
Yeah.
But if we don't get anything again,
I'm okay with that.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy with what we got.
Yeah. I think the way they
season
ended,
three was incredible.
I think the way they ended the show was very smart in the way that it was able to tie up a lot of things.
Yes.
While also allowing for the opportunity to come back to explore these characters.
But it
does, like I said, slight spoilers. It does end in a way that kind of makes sense for Ted as the main character.
Yes.
But it also does allow the opportunity to explore some of these other characters, which I like.
I do too.
And season three just popped off, as it always does.
And the ending, very rarely do you get an ending, and we've always talked about this, that feels good.
Yeah, like, it feels cathartic.
Right? Like, there for me, and slight spoilers, at the end of the season, a book is given to Ted. I'm not going to say what book, I'm not going to say whatever. And his response to that book kind of culminated everything I love about the show into one like monologue, And it was a good ending. And that's rare nowadays because, you know, there are a lot of times when shows are amazing and they just don't know how to end, which is going to be something we talk about in your special segment. But of course, going to that special segment.
He says that thinking I know a special segment.
Going into that special segment, let's talk about the TV show that was a live action. And yeah, One Piece kind of slapped.
Yeah, so once again, good year to be a One Piece fan. I mean, but right off the bat, the Netflix TV show
was so good.
Went hard. Didn't need to go as hard as it did.
It
went hard.
No, it did.
And honestly, I think a lot of the worries that people had, the show said, hey, screw you. We did it.
And the thing is that it was weird as a One Piece fan to see the changes.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the things made sense narratively. I think obviously you do have the sort of issue of condensing a lot of things into an 8-episode season.
You have about 120 chapters of manga to condense into one season.
And I think they were able to do a good job with how they did it. I think the characters felt true to their characters.
Yes.
I loved everyone as their characters. I like the little changes here and there that we've gotten. I like that it didn't lean far away from the campiness, which is something we were a little worried about.
No, it leaned into the campiness.
And I think it's a solid show. Honestly, I would have been content if it ended with season one. I'm glad it's not.
Me too.
I want to see the direction it keeps going.
I want to see Alabasta.
Really want to see how they're going to do Chopper.
Yes.
But I am excited, and that you can tell that there is such a love from the cast and the crew that goes into the show. Mm-hmm. That it's not just I guess we're a part of, they are a part of this One Piece family.
And
that was great to see.
And moving into your special segment, which is anime.
Yeah, anime.
Because God knows that I... Because
once again, we'll talk about One Piece.
Which I still believe that the anime is the best way to watch One Piece.
Yes. Which, once again, good year to be a One Piece fan. We got the confirmation. I don't know if we've talked about it on the pod. I talked about it with Tony. They're basically remaking One Piece. We've gotten to the point where they're remaking One Piece.
They're remaking the first...
They say right now they're remaking the first part. Right, which a different studio, which is the Big Studio.
Yeah, which is the East Blue arc.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because that started 20 years ago.
Supposedly it is going to be in the vein of kind of what they've done with Dragon Ball Z Kai, which is kind of condensing a little bit so that way
with
it's
better
not,
animation.
Yeah, so they're improving the animation and making it instead of 30 episodes that you got to watch, it's 17.
Which is nice, yeah.
And then
One Piece it has been doing that for years.
Yes, we finished the arc that we've been on for the last
the
few
Wano
years,
arc
which ended with a bang.
Which everyone jokes that we've been on the Wano arc for five years, and it finally ended.
And
and we got Gear 5.
We got Gear 5,
which is slight spoilers, but if you don't know One Piece, it's not a spoiler.
Yeah, but once again, really, really solid year for One Piece.
Yep.
I want to give my second shout out though, the anime that I think also was up there in hype. Which is Jujutsu Kaisen, which finally ended its second season recently. And what a season!
I'm so glad that everyone has finally gotten through the Shibuya arc.
Yeah, no, that
because
was pain.
My problem is I watch first seasons of animes and then I get.
He gets bored.
No, I get impatient and then I just read the whole manga. Mm-hmm. And so I've known the Shibuya arc for so long, and now everyone understands the depths of pain. So yeah, it's the Shibuya arc is incredible. I love the little arc with Gojo and don't remember his name, which is my thing. His friend.
Yeah, I'm just waiting till you remember him.
Gojo and
Gato.
Ghetto.
Yeah, there you go.
Ghetto.
It's Gato. Yeah,
Ghetto. Yeah, it was really good. The animation kind of popped off. It's weird. I love the animation. I love the animation that has been happening for these anime. It is hard. Some animation, especially like for example, the One Piece animation with Gear 5 was hard to watch at full speed. So I love the animation. I think Jujutsu Kaisen killed it, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my last honorable mention, I'm sure there's other animes I can think right now at the top of my head. Zom 100, Zombie 1.
I watched the first three episodes.
Pretty cool.
It's cool.
Pretty solid.
And then they stopped.
The thing that they were fighting against.
Yeah.
But anyway, Pretty solid anime. I'm sure there's others I can think of. If there's some that I miss, I'm sure you guys will definitely let me know.
Yep. And then I'm going to bring up one last anime.
Okay.
Attack on Titan finally finished.
Yes.
And it...
It finished.
Did better than the manga.
Yep.
That's all I have to say.
End of a generation, I guess we'll say.
End of an...
End of something.
An era. Not a... Yeah. An arc. End of an arc.
Yeah.
Listen, neither of us are huge Attack on Titan fans. We have friends that are massive Attack on Titan fans. I will say that the manga sucked compared to the anime. At least for this ending, the anime did it more justice. And I am at peace with that series now. I don't put it as high as other people do on their lists, but to each their own, you know? So we're going to move on to the final big segment before my special segment.
Vicky watches One Piece. Sorry, I'm just...
Vicky watches One Piece. It's the year of One Piece!
I'm just remembering back on that episode.
If you haven't watched that episode, we revealed that one of Evan's best friends and a friend of mine, Vicky, who has been a long time everything of this podcast, watched One Piece behind Evan's back for a year and a half, and his face
priceless. My AMC A-list finally loaded.
Nice.
I could finally remember the movies that I've seen.
So with that, we're moving into movies.
Yeah, there's a lot.
We're going to... Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'll just say the ones that I've seen and just...
My movies list is long, so we're not going to talk a lot about the movies. There's only about one or two movies I really want to talk about. But we're going to rapid fire these, or we're going to be here forever.
I'm going to go in order of mine are my AMC list.
I talk about the three movies that we missed?
Bo is Afraid, we haven't seen yet.
I really want to see it.
Can we please watch Godzilla Minus One?
I want to watch it so bad. I heard it's incredible.
I heard it is not one of just the best Godzilla movies. I heard it's one of just the best movies of the year, period. Like, the guy that I see on TikTok, yeah. Straw Hat Goofy, had it at, like, his number three or two.
I really want to watch it.
I heard they actually make, like, the human characters likable. Because I heard Godzilla has a big problem of, like, finding...
The human aspect of Godzilla is always difficult.
You did miss one on there that I also really want to see,
We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. The third one on my list is The Killer by David Fincher.
Don't know what that
one is. That's a me movie, right? I heard it's very good. It has...
You got this.
Fassbender. Who is underrated, like actor. I've heard it's a weird movie, but I love David Fincher, and I heard it's a commentary on like what people thought of Fight Club and stuff like that, and so I really want to watch it. Mm-hmm. But those are my three main movies on the things we missed. There's probably a lot more, man.
Boy in the Heron. That's the other one I want to throw on here. If we really
Boy in the Heron, because I heard Robert Pattinson put his whole soul, that movie.
Apparently, he had iPhone notes, and he was just like, "Here," and they were like, "Okay." Love that. I'm gonna rapid fire because I have others on my list, but I'm just gonna Puss in Boots: Last Wish.
That came out in 2023.
It did.
Fucking incredible.
Slapped.
Like top lists.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. Lots of problems.
Hated it.
It was
hated.
Knock at the Cabin. It was okay.
Never watched it.
Suspenseful. Demon Slayer. Not even a movie. Let's be honest. Scream 6. Okay. Chad should not be alive.
And Chad's not alive anymore.
Creed 3. Solid. Love the Creed movies.
Solid movie. Even better song.
Shazam. Fury of the Gods. It was okay.
It was okay.
My favorite line is the girl going, "Skittles, mother." Right?
My favorite thing is right now we're like the... you know on those TikTok when they put like a bunch of things they're rapid firing, it's just the reaction. So it was all right.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get into. Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves.
It's on my list too.
It was a really good movie.
Like, it's not a good movie, but it's an
enjoyable
movie.
But it's exactly what we thought it was going to be.
It's not a good film, it's a good movie.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons shenanigans. Evil Dead Rise.
I really want to watch
it. One of the best horror movies I've seen in a long time.
I want to watch it.
But it is surpassed by another one I'm going to talk about. Did I watch the Super Mario Bros. Movie twice? I don't think I did.
Maybe.
Solid movie.
Haven't watched it.
Really good. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, probably the best movie Marvel's put out in a very long time.
I haven't watched it.
You should.
Okay.
You should.
haven't watched it.
Little Mermaid, very surprising. Kind of enjoyed it,
actually. Haven't watched it.
I'm not going to mention this one because we're going to talk about
it later.
Yes,
we will.
The Flash.
Was terrible. It was terrible.
I thought it was okay.
It was terrible.
Asteroid City, called me on a Tuesday and we watched it. It was a movie. No.
Oh, that did happen.
It was a movie.
It was a very good movie. I watched it more than once. It's on my list too. Asteroid City was a very good movie. It is very difficult to understand.
Between this movie and that movie, just the dints.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave these last three because I have them on my actual
list. So I'll do some of my rapid fires.
Mm-hmm.
Hell House Origins, we finally watched.
Was so good.
It was good. It didn't recapture the first one's like greatness, but it got close. It was good. We talked about we didn't.
You want to just talk about it now?
No. We'll talk about FNAF. I liked it more than you did.
Yes, I've never been big into the FNAF lore. However, I do think the movie
was good.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
A lot of things don't happen for the first hour.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
I feel like they made it for the fans, which is fine. There is nothing wrong with that. But I think a movie needs to be able to stand on its own while also being
agreed.
Good for the
and
fans.
This is one of those movies that if you're not a fan, don't watch it. But if you are a fan, watch it.
You might enjoy it.
Yeah. No, you will enjoy it. I will talk about this one quickly because I know you haven't. Did you watch the third one from the bottom?
No, I haven't watched it.
I'll talk about it quickly. Nimona might be my sleeper hit of the year. It is an incredible animated movie that came out on Netflix. It is incredible. it really is like I there's not it it is if I had a top animated movie of the year, it beats Puss in Boots.
Nice.
Yeah. So definitely watch Nimona. Do we talk about the bottom one?
Listen, guys, if you want to turn your brain off for like an hour and a half, go watch Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse is so good. We talked about it months ago.
It was a movie that we knew was going to be exactly what it sounded like, and I will tell you from experience.
It was better.
It was exactly what you think it is and more.
It was... Slaughterhouse was one of those B-horror movies that you think is going to be terrible, and it was terrible, but the production quality was so good that it had no... qualms being that good. Like, we've watched garbage movies, right? Like, we joke about Velocipaster. Velocipaster's production value is bad on purpose. This was good on purpose, but it's a killer sloth. So of all the movies, I think that's the end of the movies we just want to skim over. Let's just talk about TMNT.
I love TMNT.
I think it was great.
Loved it. I am such a big TMNT fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the directions that they always take them. I think it was very refreshing for them to actually
have kids,
be teenagers.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of times, like, you do get like the Ninja Turtles, but like you forget the teenage part.
Yeah.
And I think they captured the sibling energy and everything so perfect. I think the animation was so cool. I think the dialogue was definitely the best part.
I agree.
Make a nugget cheese.
No, my favorite was...
with the bat.
My favorite was he's mollywopping me.
No, and the mollywopping and just the entire joke of, oh my God, they're going to milk us. the movie just had...
It was good.
It was good.
So good.
And the animation was cool. And I think you have what makes the Ninja Turtles at heart, which is these four brothers kind of coming into their own.
Yes.
And I think they all did good with their sort of respected story beat separately.
I agree.
While also, I do want to see more. I know they're making a TV show, and obviously...
I'm excited. I've never been a TMNT fan. This made me one. It is a
favorite
very...
turtle? Just in general.
Who's the leader?
Leo.
And who's the big one?
Raph.
I like Leo the most, but I identify with Raph the most.
The angry one?
The one who uses his emotions more than anything?
Sure.
Yeah. Who's yours?
I'm basic. I like Leonardo.
Yeah. It was a really good movie. It just was. We'll save those two for the last ones because those were the movies of the year.
Yeah, Talk to Me was good.
Talk to Me was so
good.
Talk to Me was
a great horror movie.
Was horror movie of the year to me.
Very, very unsettling with its imagery and its shots. The soundtrack slapped. Obviously, they have that famous song on TikTok.
Yep.
Really creative horror movie. It's been a long time. I mean, A24 is known for cranking out bangers.
Yep.
And I think that's what we had. I think the plot was unique. I think, obviously, having the two creators... I'm sorry, I'm forgetting their names right now. But
I would never be able to.
They went from YouTube to that.
To that, yeah.
It's amazing.
And that's happening a lot. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But
it's exciting.
It's a good movie.
And I think I'm excited. I am interested in seeing where the sequel goes.
Me too.
Because, like I said, I feel like there was a lot of things that weren't super touched on, quote unquote, like lore-wise with how everything
There was a
works.
Lot of things that were touched on lore-wise, but it wasn't obvious.
Yes. And I think it'd be nice to kind of get a sort of
little bit more,
little
obvious.
Bit more. So yeah. I'm excited to see
me too
where that second movie goes. We're getting into our top three. At least the three that we want to talk about. I have one that you don't have on your list.
Let's talk about that one first.
Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is there. I don't know why it's not there. Yeah, yeah. Fucking,
Across the Spider-Verse. Oh, obviously, a much anticipated movie for a lot of people.
No, I now change what I said earlier. Yeah. Across the Spider-Verse is number one.
It delivered.
And then Nomona.
It delivered.
So good.
It's so good. Obviously,
soundtrack is better than the first one, which was hard.
I still like the first one better. No, but the second one's better. The second one a lot. I mean, I think where they went with the second one, sort of the themes that they went with. Obviously, no spoiler.
Well, I like the
ended on a cliffhanger.
I like the first movie better. I like the soundtrack in the second movie better.
Okay.
Solid
movie overall. Excited for the next one. Hopefully we get that sooner rather than later. But I don't mind if they take their time.
Yeah, take your time, honestly.
It's ended out on a cliffhanger, so everyone's kind of like, fuck, give us more. But an amazing movie, and I'm excited to see
it. It might have been the movie I watched the most, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I watched it like 5 or 6 times.
Why?
Because I watched it before I left for, I think, a trip or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got back and then watched it with everyone. And then I watched it again with another person. Then I watched it again with another. Like, I just kept on bringing people to watch it because I liked it so much.
Okay, well, it's a good, but obviously, we got to talk about the two that...
Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer, which I guess you can talk about the Heimer part because I still haven't seen it.
Yeah. Fucking incredible. I don't know what to say about Oppenheimer that hasn't probably been said. It is an incredible movie. The more like layers that you take off of it, it's even better. It's shot beautifully. I've seen it. That one was the second one I've seen the most because I've seen Oppenheimer a couple times. No, I've seen those. The three movies at the top, I've seen more than like 4 times. Oppenheimer was incredible. It shot beautifully. The music.
I heard the music. I mean, it's Hans Zimmer. The man knows.
The music might be my favorite music soundtrack of ever, honestly. It has one song.
That's high praise.
It has one song that it's the song of like progress, mm-hmm. and the way that they like the whole way that they so quickly on little music things. The song gets faster and faster and faster, and they didn't do that by doing that digitally. They did that with an entire orchestra, and the musicians had a beat track in their ear that like 2 measures before they had to go faster would give you the beat that you're supposed to be on, and then give you the beat that you had to be on, and they had to be so good that then they started on that track. It's so crazy.
That's just the kind of things that Christopher Nolan's insane.
Yeah, like it's so good, and it's
also thank you Robert Pattinson. Yeah, apparently he's the reason why this movie even got made.
Really?
You don't know this?
No.
But while they were working on Tenet, right? As a gift.
Yes. Oh, he gave him the book.
He gave him like the book of Oppenheimer's life because he's like, oh, I think you would like enjoy this. Well, I think he was already interested in
No. Yeah. It was a known thing that Christopher Nolan has always been interested in Oppenheimer.
Yeah, but then Robert Pattinson gave him the gift and Christopher was like, I guess I gotta make a banger of a movie.
Oppenheimer movie has been said by Christopher Nolan to be the one movie he always wanted to make.
Yeah, and he
made it. He fucking made it.
But obviously,
and it is incredible.
We gotta talk about.
Yeah. The movie the Oppenheimer, in my opinion, is the best film of the year. That I enjoyed. The best movie of the year.
Barbie, bro.
Barbie.
Barbie slapped. Barbie slapped. I'm just Ken. That's all I gotta say. That's just the only argument I need.
I
want to hear the new album that they're releasing. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
Yeah, you haven't.
I didn't see that they're releasing an album.
They're releasing like a I'm Just Ken special version.
Oh my God.
My favorite line from it. Is in the beginning. He's still in character because he's Ryan Gosling and he's amazing. He just like puts on glasses. He goes, I'll be here because you guys can have my voice, but only Barbie can have my eyes. And everyone's like, this man. Great movie. Obviously, the themes great throughout the entire movie. I know it's not a movie for everyone. I'm gonna put that out.
It's not a movie for everyone, and it's also
it is a campy movie mixed with very realistic themes and messages. And if you're not about that, that's fine.
Yeah,
but
and it is also a movie that realistically the two of us can only
share
a part of
our opinions,
because it is a movie about the female experience primarily,
and it does talk about the male experience, but that's not the main.
It is a side point on the male experience, but the main point is the female experience. And I don't know if I mean both of us identify as male. We are both biologically male.
As a possum.
Well, he identifies as a possum, but both of us grew up biologically male, and so there is a type of only empathy that we can have for a very real reality for women.
Amazing movie.
Incredible.
Overall, obviously, incredible. It's a lot of people's favorite for
it's
a reason.
So good.
There's incredible some other ones week. That we missed, like I said, even some recent ones. Oh, I'll quickly touch on this one. I finally went to the movies the other day.
Okay.
I saw Hunger Games. Pretty solid.
Okay.
I think it's really slight spoilers for the movie. Man is left alone with his thoughts for like 3 seconds and goes insane. And I go, that's fair.
My favorite meme about that is man had a bad situationship and made it everyone's problem.
Yes.
And then my other one is dude saw that a girl had the name of a situationship that he once had and went crazy.
Yeah. And then the other one that I want to slightly see because it just came out is Saltburn. I heard that one's been getting a lot.
I have never heard of it.
Apparently it's really unhinged and wild.
I would like
to see
it now.
There's a whole scene where a man's like on top of another man's
I think
it's a whole thing.
We need to watch Bo is Afraid first.
Right now?
No. That's our end of the year movie. There is one, my special segment, which I have drawn. I've dropped little nuggets of this throughout the year. I'm more than you are. You watch anime more. You watch everything more. The one piece of content that I consume.
One piece? Sorry, continue.
The one piece of content that I consume probably more than anyone in our entire friend group is not analog horror, more like horror, like YouTube horror. I'm gonna call it YouTube horror, but it's horror made from more like indie people, because there are calling it an analog horror sucks. So I need to come up with a new name for it. I'm going to call it
Donald's analog horror.
I'm calling it indie horror. Nope.
Sure.
We can't call it indie horror. I'm going to call it internet horror. That's what I'm calling it.
Sure.
It's going to be called internet horror. It's from indie artists and indie creators that create entire worlds and entire series of horror things online and then give it out to people. It's a lot of them are ARGs, a lot of them are series, but I want to touch on four that came out this year that I absolutely loved. The first one is called Welcome Neighbor. It is a website. It is made by a creator named Clown. Yes, I understand. It is a puppet ARG / horror of a forgotten puppet show, but it is incredibly made. The art is awesome, and if you go down the rabbit hole of the actual website, it can be incredibly unhinged, unsettling, and it is a very interesting story that is being made. If you want to check it out, it is still going on. The other one, another one that just came out, I think this year, it may have come out before, but like, I don't know, is Angel Hair, which is a person.
That sounds interesting.
It is a person rewatching old VCRs of a Christian show that they used to watch as a kid. But the actual angel character, an angel bunny character in the show, talks to him directly, and it unveils some truths about his childhood that he had forgotten. And then the culmination of the end of the first season is that he did a live stream where the actual thing came out and talked to him.
That's terrifying.
It is incredible and is still going on. The third one, which kind of came out of nowhere, is called My Home .wad, which it is a Doom mod. And it is a deep dive. The ARG that goes along with it is whatever I've heard, but it is a deep dive into someone who just had all of the talent and all of the time to make what is the epitome of the backrooms in an actual game.
You don't know me, but I know you.
Sorry, continue.
Okay. And the last one, and the reason that I wanted to end off on this is because we talked about how Talk To Me had YouTube people. Skinamarink also had YouTube people.
Oh, we never talked about Skinamarink.
Yeah, fuck
it. Was
it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fine. It was hard to watch. But I'm very happy that a YouTube person got the opportunity to make a very, like, prominent movie. YouTube has been a slow new pathway that has been formed into the industry because people can make these series and can make all of this stuff, and people can see how talented they are. And so the last one was, I think, created alongside something that happened. This year we had a writer strike.
Yes, because they
rightfully were asking for the money they deserved.
Yeah, they just wanted to make a living.
Yes. So Kane Pixels, who we talked about before, who is coming out with a Backrooms. He's famous for a series that he made on YouTube called The Backrooms. And it is real good. And I believe A24, one of the other like indie horror.
No, it was A24.
A24 picked him up, and they're actually making a movie about The Backrooms. But because of the writer's strike and the hold of the actual movie, he got to make this other like little horror feature called The Oldest View, or The Oldest House. I don't remember exactly what it is, but it is probably the most there is one video that it might have the most unsettling, most scary thing that I have watched this year, and I don't want to spoil it. It's very good, and I think that the best horror is being made on the internet right now. Movies are great and everything, but I think that you kind of get stuck in this feedback loop of wanting to be Hollywood, that you kind of lose the stuff that you can just make. So yeah, that's my little special series.
Wah.
So yeah.
Your question of the day is, let us know what was your most thing that you enjoyed in 2023.
What piece of media did you enjoy the most?
Today's sponsor, also, before I forget, is also 2023. It was a year.
It was a year.
A good year for some of you, but if it was a bad year, 2024 is here. Make it your year.
We look back, we look forward.
We look back, we look forward, we scat, we surround ourselves with people we love, and just remember, next episode we're going to get into a little bit more of our thanks, but just a real quick, as always, thank you guys. We're going to a new year. Like Donald said, you know, we're going to have a little sit down of what you guys can look forward to, plans that we want to do.
On January 3rd. That episode's coming out January 3rd. I just want to point that out. Our season looking forward is coming out actually tomorrow.
We also do a little drum roll. Can we reveal our season 4?
No.
No?
No, we're revealing that January 3rd. We didn't say it at the beginning of this, but obviously with last episode with Vicky, we hit our new 52 goal.
Yes.
And that's been a very important thing to us. We're going to talk about it more in the next episode, but that has been no small part because of
you guys. And we will not take it for granted. And like I said, we will get into a very, very much needed thank you next episode. But for now, enjoy the new year
and
get ready for 2024. And
celebrate tonight, enjoy it, and
let's party.
Let's hit that new year with a bang and
with bang, eat your grapes.
This is our new 52 celebration.
Let's do a little.
Fucking did it.
Can we? Wait, no. We
can we high five first?
Can you do something for me?
What?
Can you twerk?
No.
I tried.
One day, in the Patreon. Bye guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye.